This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 793. The New Kids on the Cube Block. Five Things You Can Expect of Generation Z by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host here. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or thanks for finding us. If you are new here, this is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship, and I do that every single day, including weekends and holidays. And today I've got a post from the productivity pro herself, Laura Stack. So I'll tell you more about Laura and her site after the post, but let's hear what she's got for us now as we optimize your life. The New Kids on the Cube Block, Five Things You Can Expect of Generation Z by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. Quote, Generation Z only knows a world that is hyper-connected, where by the tap of a smartphone, a pair of shoes can be delivered to their doorstep via Uber or a drone in less than an hour. To Generation Z, a phone will be broken if they cannot see the other person on the other end. It's a brave new world that Generation Z is growing up in. End quote. Ryan Jenkins, American business writer. Time for the generational changing of the guard. The first batch of kids born in Y2K start college in large numbers this fall, including my oldest son. Their slightly older siblings are nearing graduation or have graduated, including my daughter, and the first few have already entered the workforce. Commonly called Generation Z, or the iGeneration, by all indications, they'll prove themselves just as practical and capable as millennials. This cohort, born from about 1996 to 2016, like the millennials, have recognized what many older workers can't or won't, that the old paradigm of employee loyalty doesn't work in an at-will work environment, where companies sacrifice employees whenever necessary for the bottom line. I just saw it happen this week to a friend who worked for a large corporation for 14 years. What's left is a kind of doublethink, a cognitive dissonance in the upper ranks, who seem to think workers should be loyal no matter how they're treated. That may have worked for a few years when the World Wide Web and Global Village were young and computers were mostly costly desk accessories. Nowadays, the technology is cheap, and we can reach out and touch someone on the other side of the world in seconds, paying them or getting paid in an instant, so the playing field is level once again. Generation Z take high-speed communication technology for granted, and many start tech-based entrepreneurial enterprises in their mid-teens. I suspect they'll have no problem going solo when they feel it's beneficial for them or they think they're being mistreated. A few things you can expect of the iGeneration include 1. A penchant for stability. Having seen what happened with their parents, they want to ensure they won't suffer from corporate indifference. They prefer their jobs to be stable touchstones they can rely on, but still, they want it to be on their own terms. 2. Stubborn independence. Despite wanting stability, the iGeneration, like their millennial predecessors, are practical. They look after personal interests first, never expecting anyone else to bother, because they've learned from recent history that it won't happen. Therefore, they'll want a greater say in all aspects of their jobs. They aren't afraid of hard work, but will expect to be appreciated for it and will want to know they won't be tossed aside at a whim when the road gets rocky. 3. They understand technology intuitively. Generation Z cut their teeth on cell phones, often literally, and are the first generation that grew from toddlerhood with electronics in their hands. They're superbly connected. This may look like aimless anime to older workers as they focus on their smartphones, but they thoroughly understand social media and computers in ways you never will. They quickly adopt new apps, tricks, and tech as they arrive. No doubt, they're well aware of the advantageous position this provides them. They prefer a knowledge-sharing work culture, and I predict they'll instinctively see that de-siloing information and technology is key to business productivity and future success. 4. They crave mobility. Not necessarily in the moving from job to job sense, but in their ability to use a wide variety of mobile technology, starting with laptops, tablets, and smartphones, to keep on the move when necessary, or even just when they want. They may be new kids on the cube farm, but staying in one cubicle all day won't do. They know mobile IT is as powerful as the kind that chains you to your desk, and they can get as much done at Starbucks as most other workers can get done in the office. It also frees them up to travel for both work and fun. And 5. They want a decent work-life balance. Like millennials, time outside of work is important to Generation Z. They're very aware of its necessity. Ironically, though, their greater connectivity may blur the line between work and home life even more than millennials have. Furthermore, if their work is tech-related, they may enjoy it enough that they see it less as work than just another part of their life. A new generation of stewards. Generation Z, or the iGeneration, no matter what you call it, stands ready to take the business world by storm. While the transition may prove a bit turbulent, I view their advent as a good thing. They'll fit much better with the millennials than the previous generations have. And now that the millennials have proven themselves and have become solidly ensconced in corporate culture, our shift toward all-tech, always-on workers should go much easier. Gen Z members are practical, independent, self-actualized, tech-savvy, and smart, exactly what we need as we venture deeper into the information age. As the song says, the kids are all right. You just listened to the post titled, The New Kids on the Cube Block, 5 Things You Can Expect of Generation Z, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks again to Laura, who is an award-winning keynote speaker and best-selling author of 8 books, obviously known as the Productivity Pro for very good reason. Her engaging personality, combined with over 25 years of experience helping organizations achieve results, have made her one of the most sought-after experts and keynote speakers in her field. Laura has been featured in the New York Times, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur, and Forbes magazine, and has been a spokesperson for Microsoft, Danone, 3M, Office Depot, Xerox, and more. And if that wasn't enough, her client list includes top Fortune 500 companies, including Starbucks, Walmart, Bank of America, GM, Wells Fargo, and Time Warner, plus government agencies such as the United States Air Force Academy, the Census Bureau, the U.S. Senate, and the IRS. There is a lot you can learn from her, so come by theproductivitypro.com for a lot more. She's got her videos, books, store, newsletter, and blog all there on the site. Again, that's theproductivitypro.com. But that's going to do it for today. I hope you're having a great one, and I'll be right back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.